We're all about sports and the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida, online at ESPNSWFL.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. It is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Chris on the other side of the glass. It is a Friday. We're into the 3 o'clock hour. Pigskin Picks in an hour. Miley Cyrus in 2 hours. And then basically the weekend will be here.
I seriously am in a conundrum about... I'm really trying to figure out how Kentucky's going to score. And I'm telling everybody right now, and I watch college football live every day. It's on like 4 days a week, but I always watch it the next morning. And they brought up a great point. And I don't know how Kentucky's ranked. I know they beat Florida. I get it. All right. But when you look at who else they beat, are you kidding me? And how close the scores were when they did win. Mm-hmm. Let's, for example... This is why I'm not seeing it. With all due respect to Kentucky, I'm kind of a closet Kentucky fan a little bit. I would love to see them to be able to make this competitive. I don't see it. I don't see it. And here, this is who they have beaten. And I'll give you the scores. As soon as it loads up. There we go.
Okay.
So they beat Louisiana Monroe. Okay, they clobbered them 45-10 to open up the season. That's a really bad football team. They hung on and beat a very, I think, a mediocre at best Missouri team by 35-28. They almost lost to Tennessee Chattanooga.
But they didn't.
They didn't. They won 28-23.
Squeaker.
They went home against Florida. Impressive. 20-13.
You forgot a 6-point win at South Carolina.
It's a 6-point win before that against a bad South Carolina team. 16-10 at South Carolina. Then beating Florida. And then beating LSU pretty handily. And LSU was out of that game in the first 5 minutes. I don't know. I'm not seeing it.
Well,
I'm not Pete, seeing it.
Let me take your question that you always ask and flip it upon yourself.
Okay.
How much do you want him to win by? What's enough? Do you want him to win by 10? Do you want him to win by 12? Do you want him to win by 14? You ask that question all the time.
No, I'm saying they've been a lot of close games with a lot of mediocre to bad teams. That's all.
Okay.
Especially in a, yes.
Right?
But to be ranked 11th, yeah.
Because they haven't lost.
No, I know they haven't
lost.
When
would you want them to drop in the polls?
I'm not saying they need to really drop yet. I get all that.
If they lose to Georgia, how far are they going to drop? 15th?
I think it depends on the game.
Depends on everybody else.
If they lose by
too.
22, since the spread's 21
they lose
and a
by
half.
If they lose 35-3, they're probably going to drop down to about 20. You lose 17-14?
I don't think they'll drop to 20.
Oh, I think they could.
We'll see. Well, it depends what happens behind them and all that
How
stuff.
How about an Alabama drop when they lost to an unranked A&M?
Alabama.
I'm just saying, they're number one. Georgia's now number one. I mean, if Kentucky's 11 and they lose to Georgia, I don't think they're falling that far.
That's fine.
I think they're falling. Well, depending on, again, if Oklahoma State wins, Mississippi wins, Notre Dame playing this week, they're not playing this week, I don't think. Coastal Carolina, Wake Forest, all those teams win, they're all moving up.
They're all moving
up. Michigan State's and Kentucky's going to drop. Arizona State, too. Florida, I could see them dropping to like 17,
now,
18.
Now, can I flip that on you, Pete?
Yeah, flip it.
That's the second time you flip Pete.
You know how second time. I'm going for a triple flip on this segment.
I remember, this team hasn't scored a touchdown on them in the last two games, the last two times
Do
they
you know
met.
The score last year when they met?
I went over it yesterday. I forget. Refresher. I look.
Georgia won 14-3.
Yeah.
Right. Stetson Bennett was the quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're telling me about the under, I love the under in this game. That might be my best bet.
But I think the defense from Kentucky might be the second best defense in the SEC.
Agreed. I'm not denying that is possible. And if there's one flaw in Georgia's arsenal, is they don't really have an arsenal offensively yet.
They can run the ball. If you cannot stop the run, Georgia's going to hang 30, 35 on you.
But that's the thing. So I'm saying 27-3. I don't know.
I'm not
saying they win by 40, Georgia. I'm trying to figure out how Kentucky can get a touchdown without something crazy happening, like a botched kickoff.
Right.
Or
free play.
I'll tell you right now, I think that this quarterback for Kentucky is the best quarterback that the Georgia defense has faced this year. Bo Nix, I don't think a lot of Bo Nix. KJ, what's the quarterback name? Jefferson. KJ Jefferson for Arkansas.
Yeah.
He is a running back that takes the snaps. He is not an elite pass thrower of the ball by any measure. Vanderbilt, South Carolina, UAB, Clemson. No offenses that are scaring you right there.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Georgia's defense is not elite. And I said yesterday, I think that Georgia's defense is the best college football I've seen in the last decade. Best defense in the last decade in college football.
I'll
go back to like the 09 Alabama team is the last team that could maybe compete with
this
Georgia.
How many first-rounders you guys put in the NFL that year?
An absurd amount.
Yeah.
But I just know that this – let me get the quarterback for Kentucky's name real quick. Will Levis, yeah.
11 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 1,134 yards.
1,134 yards. Mm-hmm. I think that there is a path here where Kentucky can try to move the ball through the air. I don't think it's going to be consistent, mm-hmm. but I think that they can keep this a ball game in the first half. I don't see what happened to Arkansas going into Athens. I don't see that happening with Kentucky.
I tell you, because Jefferson, I saw Jefferson, I know he's a running, but Arkansas was out of their league. Now maybe Stoops has them more prepared. They're not going to be as intimidated. And I don't think that you're right from that standpoint. I don't think
right.
they will be. But man, I think it's going to be tough. And some of the little nuggets here, as we went over some of these the other day, with Georgia
rundown.
We'll do the rundown first, and then I'll get to it. We haven't done the rundown yet.
We haven't done the rundown. And I want to get to this baseball sound for the last play last night. And we got Pete's Nuggets and a quiz. And
Tons.
Then basically the show's going to be over. Time now
for us. Like, we just coast it the rest of the
way. Well, yeah.
It's great.
It's hard. Yeah.
It's great for the listeners, too.
It's great coasting.
Right. Nobody's mailing anything in. It's just coast. Time now for SportsCenter Rundown at 15 minutes past the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
The ALCS gets underway tonight from Houston with the Astros hosting the Red Sox. Coverage on ESPN Southwest Florida starts at 7:30. First pitch at 8:07. The Boston Bruins defenseman Charlie McAvoy signed an 8-year, $76 million extension, making him the highest paid player in Bruins history. And tonight, locally, Fort Myers High head coach Sam Sirianni looks to become just the second Lee County coach with 150 career wins. Fort Myers takes on Ida Baker. He would join his dad in that club, by the way.
Any relation to Nick Sirianni?
Nope.
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
Probably good.
Well, not to my knowledge.
He has more plays in his offensive play calling than Nick Sirianni has with the Eagles.
I guarantee if he was coaching the Eagles last night, they would have a better chance.
No doubt
about it.
By the way, Fort Myers 7-1 all time against Ida Baker.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, I want to play this baseball sound, wrap up the game, and then we're probably football the rest of the day, and we'll get to all this stuff going on. Good conversation, though, about this Kentucky-Georgia game. That will be on our Pigskin Picks next hour. In fact, probably 1 hour from now, we'll be discussing it.
They've won 11 in a row. Georgia hasn't allowed a touchdown against Kentucky the last two meetings. They haven't allowed two touchdowns the entire season. I don't know. I'm not saying they put up 40. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
Take the under.
Yes.
Take the under.
Yes.
All right, last night, the Dodgers, they beat the Giants 2-1. It came down to the last pitch, and Wilmer Flores was at the plate. Check swing, clearly a check swing, but the appeal to first base said he went around and game over on an 0-2 pitch down and away, too. Max Scherzer getting his first career save coming on. He will still be the starter for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, by the way. Let's take a listen to both radio calls, the Giants call and the Dodger call. Very different reactions.
You think?
I'm guessing. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Here's the final out, the controversial play. Let's listen first to the Giants radio network, the losing side, on KNBR.
And the two-strike pitch, here it is. And that's low. And a check swing, it is ruled a swing by Gabe Morales, the first base umpire, and the Dodgers have won the game. And they go out to celebrate in front of the pitcher's mound here at Oracle Park. So the Dodgers get a run in the ninth inning. And then the game ends on a call on a check swing.
Wow. Fans are not happy right now. The umpires are getting pelted with beer cans and beer.
Johnny Miller is a
legend.
He's
still great.
He's a legend. I wasn't sure if I heard he might retire this year. He is one of the greatest baseball announcers of all time.
I like him on Sunday Night Baseball.
He's done... he almost was a Red Sox full-time announcer. They should have hired him way back in the day, and they didn't. They let him go. But he's been all over the place. I have never heard him so flummoxed.
He didn't know what to say.
I don't blame him. I never heard him almost have a loss for words.
He's one of the smoothest guys ever,
absolutely,
and you're right.
And a great guy.
That almost makes me sad a little bit hearing Johnny Miller right there. That was the voice of Sunday Night Baseball for me.
Yeah,
with Joe
ESPN,
Morgan.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was the voice of Sunday Night Baseball for me growing up.
It's very comforting.
Calling all of those Yankees Red Sox games when I was really starting to get into baseball.
Yeah.
That was the voice of baseball for
me. You're right.
The only thing about Joe, who's a great guy and everything, but Joe would be like, Johnny would say, oh, there's a strike right down the middle. Joe's response, well, yeah, the ball was right down the middle.
It was Joe, the master of the obvious. You are so spot on with that.
He never
the master, Joe Morgan.
He never told you anything
guy.
You didn't know. I like color analysts to tell you something that you don't know. He never told you.
You're so right.
Great guy, Hall of Famer, you know, interviewed him many times and just like, Joe, give me something.
Yeah. All right, here's the final out on the other side. Dodger Radio on AM 570 LA Sports.
Is this Steiner?
Probably.
0-2.
Yep.
Scherzer to Flores. Just outside. He went around. Strike three. Gabe Morales, the first base umpire. The Dodgers are going to the National League Championship Series. These two teams won 109 games coming into this one. One game separated them in the standings. One game separates them in the National League Division Series, and one run separates them. The Dodgers win 2-1 in a remarkable game, in a remarkable season. My goodness, it was unbelievable.
You can attest to this. You go that, you know. Even if you're Johnny Miller and your team loses, you want to be able to say strike three or strike three.
Yeah, they ruined the call. Yeah, right.
Even
right.
Charlie Steiner can't even get. You can't give him. You lose. The emotion is just sucked out of you.
But you know what's also telling? Both guys, I know they're up high, but both guys behind home plate thought that was a ball and a check swing. You could hear the delay and then the pause in their voices. They're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You can hear all of that. So. Let's get some more post-game reaction. Here's Gabe Kapler from the Giants admitting the check swing call was a tough way to end a season.
Super tough. I mean, obviously, you don't want a game to end that way. I know these guys work really hard to make the right call, so it's super challenging on our end. Obviously, it's going to be frustrating to have a game in like that, a pretty high-quality hitter at the plate that can climb back into that count. It's no guarantee of success at the end of the at-bat. It's just a tough way to end it. There's no need to be angry about that. I just think it's just a disappointing way to end. There are other reasons we didn't win today's baseball game. So that was just the last call of the game, and yeah, that's enough.
Here's Dave Roberts on the other side, whistling in the graveyard. Nothing to see here. We're good to go.
It's kind of what we expected, you know, to come down. Every game could have went either way for the most part, and come down to a game five and the ninth inning. So, just a great series, and the energy here was a lot of fun. And just to see our guys step up and win a ball game obviously was huge.
All right, Dave Roberts and the Dodgers moving
yep.
on. All right, we'll get back into football, but let's take a phone call here at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Here's Pittsburgh Brian. Want to talk about the Pittsburgh Panthers. Pittsburgh Brian, how are you?
What's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Good Friday to you.
Good Friday.
Well, I think my Pitt Panthers are not being recognized like they should be. I think national rankings, they're about 30th. Yeah, they beat Tennessee and they beat a bunch of nobodies. But I think if they go head-to-head with Wake Forest, I think they would be on the victor side of it. And realistically, Wake Forest hasn't to me, hasn't played anyone. More of an ACC schedule than Pitt does, but I think Pitt can do a lot in the next four or five games.
By the way, when has anybody ever said before this year, if we had just played Wake Forest, I mean, that's unbelievable that they're as good as they
are. Well, first of all, do not discount the victory over Tennessee, because that's looking better and better and better. They are playing some good football, and that's going to be a hell of a game. They've got Mississippi this week, which should be like 90 to 85. But your boy, you know, Pickett, that kid's the real deal. And they're talking about some of the records he's doing, like with, you know, Marino-esque, his senior year. I mean, the guy has 19 touchdowns and one interception, 1,731 yards. He's completing 72% of his passes. Hell yeah. Absolutely. You talk about Heisman front runners. He's got to be at the top of the list. He's got to be.
What do you think their ceiling is if they run the table? Meaning, I mean, their schedule looked a lot harder, and it still could be hard. But, I mean, what they have left, I mean, they have Clemson, they have Virginia Tech this weekend, Miami, yep. Clemson, Duke, Syracuse, and that's it.
Pittsburgh, Brian, I don't think they can make the playoff.
Losing, I don't think they will either, but top 10 ranking?
I think they can get to 10. If they run the table and win the ACC, I think they absolutely can
get to 10.
You
win the ACC, you get to the Orange Bowl.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think every one of those games, I don't know what Miami is. I can't wait to see them play North Carolina. I don't know what the hell that game's going to be. And Clemson's going tonight.
I like the U.
You want Clemson to beat Syracuse tonight. That'll be better for your Panthers, that's for sure. So if you beat Clemson and they beat Syracuse, so, I mean, that's what you want.
And you're only 1-0 in ACC play. I mean, yeah, the Tennessee win's nice and all, but you've got a lot of your conference schedule still ahead of you. The ACC is not, I mean, it's a down year for that conference, which is kind of saying something. Right. Mm-hmm. But you win the Power Five, you're New Year's Day Bowl, and I can't tell you the last time Pitt was playing in a game of that size.
No, the biggest game they've won the last few years with that was that win over Miami after Miami had beaten Notre Dame. And the next week they went to Pittsburgh in a little mini snowstorm and lost badly.
Their defense has been real suspect, though, this year. Yeah. They're really extremely strong last year, and this year it's just like a sieve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks, guys, for the outlook.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh, the tough game.
Have a good weekend, man.
Tough game at Lane Stadium this week, as it always is. But they lost last week too.
That is such a tough conference to get a feel for right now.
It totally is.
The ACC.
It totally is.
But I mean, instead of saying there's a bunch of teams great fighting for the top, I mean, it feels like a super down year, and nobody's really that great.
Well, you know. Again, it's you don't know. Wake Forest on top. They're 6-0, 4-0 in the conference. NC State's right there. You know, BC. I think BC's beating NC State this week, so they're going to move. They're going to be 1-1. NC State will fall to 1. I don't know. It's wide open. Nobody from that conference is going to the football playoff. That's for sure.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
No.
Could Wake
go to the playoff?
I mean,
this is totally unfair for me to say, but if Wake took on Alabama or Georgia or anybody like that, would they get blown out? I think they would, but not being fair to them. But
let's look. Who's they beat?
They beat Louisville by 3. They beat Syracuse by 3. They beat Virginia by 20. Beat Florida State by 21. Norfolk State by 25. 32 over Old Dominion.
They have to play at Army. The next week.
They're having the year that Indiana had in the Big Ten last year. They're having it in the ACC.
They have to play at Army, home
but
versus
they
Duke.
They don't have an Ohio State sitting on the top or a Clemson on top. That's the only difference.
Yeah, they've got Clemson, but it's...
Wake won't go into free. They're at Army, home against Duke, at North Carolina, home against NC State, which won't be ranked after this week probably, at Clemson and at Boston College. I don't think they go undefeated. Now, they could. That doesn't mean they still can't win the ACC.
Oh.
They could. But it would be interesting if they did go undefeated. It would add to my chaos theory.
Purdue Burger Kyle, it must feel good to have a chance like that Pittsburgh Brian guy. Us Purdue fans are prepping for a shellacking from Iowa. I'm ready for basketball. However,
not so
you
fast.
You were telling me, Chris. Were you telling me? There's a.
I've heard a few.
Some people, are saying, yeah.
I've heard a few people saying if Iowa brings anything less than their A-minus game, they're going to be in for a dogfight. Which I don't see it.
Okay, but Purdue's done it before.
They've done it
4 years ago. Ohio State.
It's not a night game. I don't believe.
I don't think so.
I don't believe.
We had one prognosticator taking Purdue on the money line straight up.
Yeah. As an 11.5 point dog. I mean, I get it, you know, but you're working with big odds at that
point. Take the points, but not the money line, man.
But it has been, you know, what was it, 2 weeks ago, Iowa goes into Maryland on a Friday night, big spot for Maryland. I thought Maryland was going to show up, and they hang, 51 on the board? Yeah. And then you have big Saturday night game following week against number 3 Penn State, and you walk away with a big win there.
The game's in Iowa. They're 11.5-point favorite.
What's kickoff time? It's not a nighttime.
3:30. They're on the money line. Iowa's minus 470. Purdue is plus 345 on the money line. Total's 43. I don't think Iowa's going to have a letdown. You know why?
Defense carries, man.
Defense carries, and plus now you're going to have a lot of these teams, whether you like it or not, they are going to try to run up the score. And they were talking about College Football Live this week too. Cincinnati is going to have to win comfortably, unfortunately, to keep staying where they're staying. Otherwise, when push comes to shove at the end, you could see Alabama leapfrog over them.
This is a sandwich spot for Iowa.
What do they got next?
They got at Wisconsin next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's also
It's a bye week, and then they play the 30th against Wisconsin. Okay. So maybe sandwich spot / look ahead to your bye week.
Sure.
But they're also number 2 in the country right now, and that's they know they have got to keep showing. They can't have a slip-up. They can't squeak by in this game. They squeak by in this game and win by 3, say, or less than 7, I think they'll drop.
Who, Iowa?
Not out of the top 4 maybe, but I think you could see them flip-flop. If they squeak by a bad Purdue team, I think they will drop.
Yeah, I don't know if Purdue can score enough points.
I don't think they can. I'm not saying they can. I think Iowa can blow them out.
All right, we're late again, by the way. We'll continue this coming up later on this hour. We've got Craig's Friday Sports
Test. But I also don't look at Iowa as one of these teams that, like, okay, I'm going to give you 30 points when you show up. Like your offense,
they don't score 30.
I'm not saying that
they don't give up 30. They don't.
But when you play those low scoring games, it just takes a few plays by the underdog instead of getting into the 50s where you've got to score, you know, 7 plus touchdowns.
That's why I think the 11.5 is high. That could be this could be 25-18, 25-20, something crazy.
I don't think Purdue's scoring 20 on them. I don't think they get past 14. I don't.
Still, my point is being made, though. I mean, this game could be closer than it should be because
look at Pete Shepard writing off all the underdogs this weekend.
Maybe
that's very unlike you.
I'm just saying, I think Iowa's in a unique spot where they haven't been in a long, long time. And then same thing with Cincinnati. I think they're going to try to run it up as much as possible because if they don't win by a comfortable enough margin in a lot of these games, they're going to drop.
21.5 against UCF Saturday. 21.5.
That's a lot.
Drop it to 21, and I'll think about it.
If you are in charge of a building manager, building owner, and you have automatic doors, you have to get them inspected once a year. They're the Adam Specs. Call Flying Locksmiths today for that annual inspection. And by the way, if you call, there's a special offer for our listeners only. It's just give them a code word when you call. Say Sheeman and Shepherd, and boom. $175 value at no cost for your Adam inspections on your automatic doors. Flying Locksmiths, that's who you need to call. I'm going to give you their number in a minute. They do have some restrictions that apply, but call the Flying Locksmiths and get your appointment scheduled with Jeff, Nick, Randy, and Daniel. And they just love going out and doing this stuff and fixing doors and taking care of you. This is their area of expertise. It's very niche. They're very specialized. They're the ones you need to call. FlyingLocksmiths.com, FlyingLocksmiths.com. Then give them a call, 239-790-6880. That's 239-790-6880. And when you do call, remember the special code Sheeman and Shepherd to get that free automatic door inspection. Call the Flying Locksmiths now. The Flying Locksmiths, if it's on the door, we handle it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass is Sheeman to Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. The show's basically almost over. I mean, we're going to do a little college football quiz here. We got Craig's Friday Sports Test. We're going to be giving away some tickets to Oktoberfest. We've got Pigskin Picks, Gabe Morenci, Harry Carey, Miley Cyrus. I mean, boom, the next 2 hours and 20 minutes are going to fly at lightning speed. Cougar Hunter, what are you doing?
Cougar Hunter.
I'm just going to leave it at that. Just leave it at that.
Oh, Jesus. Jeez Louise.
Cougar Hunter, you're killing me. But, hey, the man did bring us some food this week. I hope
like
not
it.
After doing what he just did, but.
Well, why is that necessary, CH? Why is that necessary?
CH.
Come on, man.
All right, before don't your college
Come
football
on,
quiz,
man.
Let's.
Why is that necessary?
Flush. Flush, Cougar Hunter.
Twice.
No.
Double flusher.
Oh, jeez.
That's at a client's home where he's working.
It's Friday. I was in such a good mood.
Former client.
Hope they're not listening. Let's go to the phones and turn this thing around. Raider Mike is with us. Raider Mike, what is on your mind, sir?
Well, like I said from the beginning, he was the tip of the iceberg. Heads are just going to keep rolling. And the shield is, we'll see how big it is. We can just keep withstanding these hit after hit after hit.
It's like a slow drip.
Well, I was ahead of this too, and this is it's close to the NFL or is in that office has a lot of power, and these leaks are going to continue to happen unless Roger Goodell gets out in front of it and really cuts it off. But I don't know how he's going to do it.
Or is it Goodell himself?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
I hope not.
I don't know. I'm going to say I don't know.
Nobody knows for sure. I
don't
know
either.
Somebody has an agenda there, though. Somebody who has access to this material has an agenda.
Yep, and it's just going to keep happening, and they better button it up real quick before they destroy the shield.
Yeah.
Next thing.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen this interview. KJ Wright is the only guy who's really come out and spoke and said, I would play for Gruden again, and he's black.
Yeah.
He basically said the same things I said.
Yeah.
These guys are private emails, boys to boys. A lot of things are said that way in locker rooms, in the Army. That's just how they speak.
Although Nassib, the gay player, he took yesterday off. I don't know if he's back yet.
Well, he's the one that there's no way he can play for Gruden again.
Yeah.
Gruden's, he's a cancer. His play calling was starting to stink anyway.
Now you turned on him quick there, Raider Mike.
That was a fast turn.
I tried to warn you, son. Many years ago, I tried to warn you.
Running the ball into a line that's non-existent.
Yeah.
You know this, that any other coach with a 19-29 record would have already been fired.
Well, they've been gone. They've been gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now this new coach, hopefully these players get along with him. I love what these guys are saying. I love what every captain has said. Now, both teams on Sunday have to win, or the whole staff is going to get blown out, and a rebuild is going to happen on both sides.
Well, Denver's coming off a tough loss. You guys.
Thanks, Raider Mike. Appreciate it.
You'll see. It's going to be interesting.
That was quicker than I thought.
A quick turnaround, huh?
That was. I thought it would take, you know, at least a week. Until Raider Mike started to...
it's been a week. The news broke at 5 o'clock last Friday. And in fact, Raider Mike was our first caller
not yet
as
a week.
It was happening.
My biggest argument
ago.
With him last year, or discussion, is this, the guy's 19-29 there, and nobody else would have survived this, if not for the dumb contract that he was inked to. That's the only reason why he survived.
Jack Del Rio won 12 games there 2 years before his arrival.
See his comments?
Yes. Yeah, he did not mince words.
No.
Do we have time for your
quiz?
Yeah,
we got time. We got
do
time.
We have time to do your quiz?
Yes.
Then Craig's Friday Sports Test and
hold
still be on time to
hold
get
on.
The 4 o'clock hour underway.
Yeah. I have a suggestion.
What?
Let me ask what the quiz is first.
Yeah, is it short or long?
It's a 5-answer quiz. I think we can go through it quick. I'm telling you.
All right, let's do it quick.
We'll get it quick.
Very quick.
Yes.
Speed quiz.
This is a quiz.
All right, we enter this week. Still 13 unbeaten teams in Division I. We all know Georgia's coaches, Kirby Smart, Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State, blah, blah, blah. 5 coaches of undefeated teams who might not be household names. So, can you name them? First one of the 5 undefeated teams. SMU.
June Jones.
No. Greg?
I have no
you know
idea.
Sonny Dykes.
Wake, would not knock out that
Wake Forest.
Clawson.
Yes. Coastal Carolina.
Oh, I know this. It's
that guy.
Sugar plums and raspberries.
It's close. Jamie Chadwell.
Oh, Chadwell.
Tennessee, San Antonio. Another powerhouse this year that no one's talking about. Great team to bet on, by the way.
You said Tennessee, San Antonio. I think no, you meant Texas.
Texas, San Antonio. Texas,
James
San Antonio.
Robinson.
No, close. Jeff Tractor Trailer. And finally.
Any relation to the late basketball?
You know this one.
Is he dead?
They're playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. San Diego State. They're playing tonight.
Marshall Faulk.
Brady Hoke.
Yes, Brady Hoke.
Oh, good one, Brady Hoke.
Yes. All right, that's it.
All right, you did it.
Way to go.
Did it.
We did it.
Way to go.
We did it.
Now, let's not pat ourselves on the back for too long so we get behind. So, caller nine.
Caller number nine.
I think there's going to be a problem.
Why?
Oh. No, not a problem. I don't think they're going to go for 3. I like it.
Time for
phones work.
I love the proactiveness over there. It is time for Craig's Friday Sports Test, brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay, everybody. Don't forget, they're the new Southwest Florida hub for college and pro football with 12 new big flat panel TVs, including a 78-inch Jumbotron. They have the Win on the Waterfront Football Challenge every weekend. That is each Saturday and Sunday, three times over the weekend. A lucky guest will have a chance to win $1,000, and then the entire restaurant and bar will have a chance to have their tabs paid. They got great cocktails, cold beer, traffic, great, terrific menu, best water view in Naples, and, of course, the opportunity to watch boats, dolphins, and all of your games all in one place. The ultimate championship experience. I wholeheartedly endorse this place. Been there myself recently. I love it there. You will love it there, too. Go to Boathouse on NaplesBay.com or check them out on Facebook for more information. Craig's Friday Sports Test is three sports questions from events this week. All right, so if you've been paying attention, you'll do well, maybe. You will be able to use Pete Shepard for a lifeline on one of them. For each of the three questions you get right, you'll get a $25 gift card to the Boathouse on Naples Bay. If you get all three right, you get $75 to the Boathouse on Naples Bay. What I need now is caller number 9-239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Craig's Friday Sports Test brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay on ESPN Southwest Florida.
This is the Friday Sports Test with Schumann and Shepherd. Brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay.
All right, here we go. Three sports questions from this week. Craig's Friday Sports Test brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Here is Chris in Fort Myers, our contestant. Chris, how are you?
Hey, Chris.
Doing good, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. So you know how this works. Three questions. Each one you get right, you get a $25 gift card to the Boathouse in Naples Bay. If you get all three, it's $75. And you can use Pete Shepard for a lifeline. These are all questions from sports this week. Are you ready?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right. Question number one. Who is the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders?
I know the ex-coach, but I'm going to have to use my lifeline.
All right. Here you go. This coach could be very rich if he keeps this job long-term.
Oh, that's a hint?
Yeah.
It's really only going to help you with the first name, not the last.
This coach could be very rich if he keeps the job long-term. I'll give you a hint. Yeah, I'm Italian. He's Italian. His last name from Italian English means like backpack or saddlebag. If that,
all right.
I even had that.
It's a rich saddlebag.
I don't know it. I apologize. I don't know
that's
it.
Sad.
All right. That was a tough one. If you weren't, it's Rich Bisaccia. Mm-hmm. He was the special teams coach. Now he is the head coach. All right. We have two more questions left, and you can get up to $50. No more lifelines. Here is question number two. What was controversial about the ending of last night's decisive Game 5 between the Dodgers and the Giants?
I do know this one. It was a check swing.
Yeah!
That is correct! $25 to the Boathouse on Naples Bay and a check swing, and they said he went around for a strike three, game over. All right. You got 25 no matter what. Let's see if we can make it 50. It's time for question number three. Eagles tight end Zach Ertz had four catches and a touchdown in last night's loss to the Buccaneers. Then he was traded to where?
I happen to know this one, too. The Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah. That is correct.
Great job.
Nice rebound. You got two right. Boom. That's $50 to the Boathouse on Naples Bay. After a slow start, you finished strong, Chris. Way to go.
Good job.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, you have a great weekend, and thanks, as always, for listening. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
All right, don't forget, check out BoathouseOnNaplesBay.com or follow them on Facebook for more information, and do go there. Go this week. Watch football, drink, eat, be merry, watch the water. It's a beautiful view. I can't recommend it enough, the Boathouse on Naples Bay.
It's a terrible first question.
Why was it terrible? Because, it was the biggest story of the week.
Because last segment, couldn't remember his name.
Couldn't? What do you mean you couldn't remember his name?
No, but I think it was Pete couldn't remember his name.
No, it wasn't me. I know his name.
Well, then it was Raider Mike then.
Raider Mike couldn't remember his name.
Okay. Yeah, well, Raider Mike couldn't remember his name.
I'm sorry. You're a head coach in the NFL. I think it's a reasonable question. And it wasn't like it was today. It was
Who's the head coach of the Chargers? Brandon Staley.
Bleep you.
I almost said Stingley. Staley.
All right.
Staley, Daly, Kaylee.
I'm going to keep this train on time, because then if we don't, then we get crunched with Gabe at the bottom of next hour. Gabe Morenci, Pigskin Picks, Sheeman and Shepherd Cash Grab, your chance to win $500 coming up in four minutes. Plus this weekend, we've got an SEC East Showdown. By the way, Chris, they all can't be easy. Got to have some hard questions in there.
You got to know Rich Bisaccia. Okay. You got to know that.
Bisaccia.
Georgia Bulldogs hosting undefeated Kentucky Wildcats.
You wouldn't have given him Bisaccia?
I would have.
I probably would have given him.
In fact, that's how he's going to be referred to on the show
I would have given him Rich B. If you just give me an initial.
Really?
Well, maybe not. Coverage of Georgia Kentucky at 3:30. College football is brought to you by Diamonds by Diane and Backstreet Sports Bar.
Bisaccia.
Big 4 o'clock hour, Friday, a tradition like no other. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.